Hey guys, I'm Jack Blocker. I just graduated from Trinity Christian Academy, and I will be attending the University of Arkansas in the fall. For as long as I can remember, I've gone to a church and called myself a Christian. I grew up in a Christian school with Christian parents, and I've never really known anything different. Something to know about me is that I love playing soccer, and so does my whole family. My dad has coached me from my first year of YMCA soccer all the way into club and high school. One of my first and clearest memories from when I was younger is scoring a goal and seeing the excitement and approval in my dad's face. I found validation, acceptance, and worth in that moment, and I made it my goal to please my parents at all costs. I worked hard and followed the rules for most of the time, and most of the time that got me a gold star. However, it came to a point where the acceptance of my parents wasn't enough. Around seventh grade, I became the funny guy at school and found my validation in friends and laughs. I would adjust my interests to fit the interests of whichever group of friends I wanted to be around. I started looking at girls as objects, talking about them inappropriately and using profanity to get laughs. At this point, I had my foot in two camps. I presented myself as respectful and kind to parents and teachers and as edgy and rebellious to my peers. All the while, I had no idea who I really was. I didn't have an identity because I would alter it to match the people who I was around. Not a single person truly knew me. They knew the face that I showed. They knew the face that I showed them, but didn't really know me. I was surrounded by people and never realized how alone I was. For a while, I was pretty good at pleasing those around me, but I eventually started to fall short of commitments and hurt my friends and family. I had a curiosity about pornography, and that turned into an addiction before I knew it. I didn't understand what was wrong. I was working so hard to please everyone, but I was consistently falling short. My life was completely out of control, and not a single person knew about it. I was at my small group every week since sixth grade because that's what was expected of me. But I never really told anyone what was going on in my life. I felt like if I just worked a little bit harder, I could fix the issues I had created in my life. I could stop watching porn. I could mend my relationships. I could make it all right. I heard the gospel countless times throughout my life, but was totally missing the point. I remember reading Hebrews one week in small group my sophomore year. And a verse in chapter 12 really stuck out to me. It's Hebrews 2:12. It says, "Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame." I had to read it again, and it said, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." Jesus took on the cross for me with joy because he really loves me. I had never really put that together. This verse made the gospel seem real to me for the first time, and I started to dig deeper into God's word. Romans 5:8 says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He gave his life for me before I could do anything to deserve it. He didn't die for the Jack Blocker that I cleaned up and presented to people. He died for the Jack Blocker that was scared, lonely, hurting, addicted, shameful, prideful, and lost. He died with joy. After realizing this for the first time, I actually felt free. No matter how hard I work, I can't shake or cleanse my sins. But in laying them at the foot of the cross, they are no longer mine to bear because he paid for them once and for all. My identity is secure with him, and I no longer have to search for acceptance and validation from others. When I really understood God's love for me, my fear became peace and my hurting became hope. Following Christ didn't make me perfect. I still wrestle with pride, lust, anxiety, and insecurity, but they no longer define or control me. I'm free because Christ paid my debts once and for all on the cross. I've always been a little nervous to tell my story because I used to compare mine to others and think that there wasn't really anything exciting or special about it. However, in the past year, I've come to realize how miraculous my story really is. I was lost and hopeless, but God found me and gave me a purpose. I was dead and he gave me life. And that's what we're about to sing about. So y'all can stand and worship with us. We're going to sing a couple more songs.